This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Friday, January 9th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you may hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, Facebook posts, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ryan Anglum reports in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Stop DWI law enforcement plan for 2015 was approved Wednesday, January 7th by the Greene County Legislature. Countywide program is under the direction of the Greene County Sheriff's Office. The program budget is just under $139,000 and is supported by the fines levied by the county following any DWI-related offense. All courts in the county participate in the program. Law enforcement agencies this year will receive funds for saturation patrols during periods of heavy traffic and continued funding for overtime and additional stop DWI patrols and road checks, exhibits at the local fairs, a youth fair, and DARE events, and more. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said the program's goal is to mainly educate rather than just filling up the jail. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Because of the weather, extreme cold, and some snow, most of the school districts in the WGXC listening area closed today after first announcing two-hour delays. Jim Romanescu reports that writers at the Daily Freeman on Thursday, January 8th, added Charlie to their bylines in solidarity with the staff of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper at which 12 persons were killed Wednesday, allegedly by Islamic extremists. Managing editor Tony Charlie Adamus added this note: "In part, it is with deep sincerity that we make what we know is but a small symbolic gesture in defense of free speech." You can read his full statement at newsroom.wgxc.org and on the Daily Freeman's website. The town of Windom hosts a public meeting on Wednesday, January 14th about the state-sponsored New York Rising Community Reconstruction Program, a state program set up to help communities severely damaged by Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. The Windom Planning Committee presents the projects and initiatives they recommend for implementation in their recently completed New York Rising Community Reconstruction Plan at the meeting. Members of the public will also learn about the next steps in the program. The meeting from 7 to 9 p.m. January 14th will be held at the Center Church, 5329 State Route 23 in Windom. You can go to stormrecovery.ny.gov for more information about the plan. Today is Friday, January 9th, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a high near 28 with wind chill values as low as negative 4 on Friday. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 20 and wind chill values as low as negative 4. Low around 7 Saturday night and wind chill down to negative 1. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 27 and a low around 25. And Monday, a slight chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 34. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.